You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
And the title of today's message is Voices. Voices. If you're taking notes, you can write this down. We're going to read from John chapter 10. John, the Gospel of John. John was one of the disciples or the followers of Jesus when he was here on earth. He was also known as the Beloved because he was very close to Jesus when he was here. He wrote a biography of Christ. This is his own gospel story of his witness, his encounter with Jesus. So we're going to read it in chapter 10, beginning with verse 1. It says this: I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. You know, in this season, we're hearing all kinds of voices being spoken. There's the voice over the authority in the government, which we really should be listening to, instructing us to stay at home, to maintain good personal hygiene, to maintain social distancing. Those are voices that we definitely need to listen to at this time because it will hopefully save us from getting infected with this virus. But there are also other voices that are going through our heads. These may not be physical voices that we hear, but it could be internal voices that tell us, you know, the situation is hopeless, that what you're going through right now won't end, or, your emotions will not ever bounce back, you won't have enough, or there probably shouldn't be anything you need to do, why bother pray? So negative voices can come in, talking about our self-worth, talking about the quality of life that we're living right now that could really drag the joy and the peace away from our life. And those are some of the voices that we shouldn't probably be listening to. But the reality is these voices will continue to prevail. Whether it's through this season when we're in quarantine or in seasons where we're out of quarantine, there will be voices that we will constantly hear being spoken to us or just as internal voices that shape us and direct our life. Here's a truth that I want us to remember today. The voice you listen to and obey determines the direction and quality of your life. The voices you listen to and obey determines the direction and quality of your life. What kind of voices are you listening to? See, there are all kinds of voices that we hear, but we don't have to obey every single voice that we hear. The voice of the government, the voice of the law in our nation that instructs us the way to go, the voice of doctors, those are the things that we should definitely be obeying and listening to during these times. But the voices that tell us that we're not worth anything, that nothing good will come out of this season, or we won't have enough, that peace and joy will never be attained, especially at this time. These are voices that we should probably not be listening to. Why? Because they do not add value to the life that we live today. There is one particular voice that should rise above. And for us as followers of Jesus, this is a voice that we're already familiar with. If you're not a follower of Jesus yet, if you're not a Christian, we want to encourage you to begin to investigate, maybe to even try to listen to this voice, and that is the voice of Jesus. He is the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. That's the passage that we just read a moment ago. This passage is talking about sheep and shepherds and all other voices. And here, Jesus is the one that is preaching, and he said, hey, you know, the sheep, they know the shepherd's voice. And because the sheep know the shepherd's voice, they're able to hear and listen to the shepherd. If the shepherd gives a warning, the sheep avoid it and they follow him. If the shepherd comes in and he's ready to feed them, he calls them in wherever they are. If they're scattered across the field, the moment they hear the shepherd calling out to them, one by one, this sheep will come in and find their needs met when the shepherd comes into their area or into their place. And really, this is the voice that I want to encourage each one of us to be listening to more than any other voices in this season. Following the shepherd's voice leads to a life of fulfillment. This is just the truth and a reality for those of us who follow Christ. When we learn to listen to the voice of Jesus, the good shepherd, and when we choose to obey, when we actually obey and follow his leading, we will find fulfillment in our life. And this is something that is probably quite lacking in this season. And many of us are maybe right now, you know, we're looking for that. We're thinking, man, how long will this last for? When will it end? Right now, I'm not really feeling satisfied. I cannot go where I want to go. I cannot see the people face to face that I want to meet with. And everything seems restricted. And we feel like, man, I don't know if that's fulfilling. But did you know that even where you are, if Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is recognized right at the center of your situation, in your home, in your workplace, wherever you are, you can still experience fulfillment in your life, regardless of your situation. So we're going to look at some of the words that he says here, because Jesus continues to explain this illustration that he just shared. Let's continue reading. In verse 6, here's what he says. He says, those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. Aren't you glad that Jesus takes time to explain some parts of the scripture that sometimes is difficult for us to understand? Or sometimes, you know, he brings a teaching that even the disciples in the first century didn't fully understand. But Jesus, because he loves us, he cares for those who follow him, he cares for his sheep, he takes time to explain to them really what his teaching is. And so here he continues to explain that to them. In verse 7, he says, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Here's one truth that we need to remember today. True followers of Jesus Christ hear the shepherd's voice above all other voices. I don't know about you, I've never been to a sheep farm, but I've seen videos of this on YouTube. And there's one video that I saw where it was somebody that was touring folks on a sheep farm, and he had one of the tourists, one at a time, take turns in calling out to the sheep out on the pasture. And one at a time, they called out to the sheep to come to them. And those sheep didn't even move. They just did what they normally did. They were focused on what they were doing. The first person did it. Second person tried. Still nothing. Third person, nothing. No movement whatsoever. But finally, the shepherd of the sheep came and he stood by the fence and he started calling them. The moment he started calling them, you could hear the sheep start bleating. They started bleating. And then one by one, the sheep started coming. Initially, they were walking. Then eventually, they came running towards the shepherd. Why? Because these sheep knew the voice of their shepherd. Even though there were others who were trying to get their attention, others who were trying to convince them to follow their voice and to respond to their voice, they wouldn't listen to it. There was only one voice that these sheep would listen to, and that was the voice of the shepherd. Jesus said, true followers, those who truly, genuinely follow him, not just profess to follow Christ, but know him, know his voice. When he speaks, they're the ones who truly will listen to him. I know some of you right now, you know, that's me. You're probably saying, hey, that's me. I'm that person. You know, whatever Jesus says, I listen up, I stand up, and I follow that voice. This is one truth. He continues on. He says, yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. Isn't that a good news? That's good news. You're going to find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose, the shepherd speaking, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Following the shepherd leads to salvation and abundant living. This is how we are able to discern the voice of the shepherd. Here, Jesus very clearly states, you know, there is a thief who tries to steal sheep. He's not the shepherd. You know, he's the one that doesn't go through the gate. In fact, they climb over the fence. They don't go through the right ways. And when they come in, their intention is evil. Their intention is to do bad things. And specifically, experts tell us, scholars tell us, when Jesus spoke about the thief right here in this passage, he was referring to the devil. He is the enemy of our soul. He's the one that is wanting all, trying all that he can to prevent the good shepherd from leading the sheep and those who do not yet know the shepherd's voice well. And it's very clear. He says here that the devil, the thief, he only has one thing. Focus on. He only comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. It's nothing good. It's nothing good. So you can tell when you begin to hear a voice that tries to pull you, it doesn't bring life. You know, there are voices like that. There are voices that are spoken over us, and it just doesn't bring life. You need to reject those voices. Voices that tell you that you are not worth anything, that you're not lovable, that, you know, nothing good will come out of your life. Those are the voices that we need to reject. Why? Because that is the voice of the thief. That is the voice of the devil who's trying to discourage us from hearing and listening to the voice of the good shepherd that is Jesus Christ. The voice of the good shepherd, he says here, only desires to bring life. To bring life. He came that we may have life, and life in all its fullness. It is an abundant life that Jesus promises. So learn to listen to His voice. If there are voices right now that are speaking over you, maybe even internal voices that are rising up, reject it. Say, you know what? I'm not going to listen to that voice, because that voice is only intention is to derail me, to steal the joy, to steal the peace that Jesus desires for my life. I'm going to tune in to the voice of the Good Shepherd. I want to tune in to the voice of Jesus, because He came to give life. I don't know about you, but that's my choice. That's my choice. And I want to encourage you to do that today, to learn to distinguish between the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, that brings life, and the voice of the enemy that only brings death and destruction over our life, and choose to listen to the voice that brings life. This is who Jesus is. He said, this is the reason why I came, that you may experience fullness and abundance in life. Verse 11, he continues on. He says, I am the good shepherd. There we are. He declares it. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he is not the shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, Jesus saying it again. I know my own sheep and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in the sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. the beauty of what Jesus just said. He says, you know what? True, genuine shepherds care for their sheep. When threat comes, when intimidation comes, a true shepherd doesn't run away. A hired hand, yes, they'll run away. When a wolf comes and attempts to try to attack and steal the sheep, they're going to run away. Why? Because they're not thinking about the sheep. They're thinking about themselves. They're thinking about my own life. And so a hired hand, not a genuine shepherd, will think, you know, how can I save myself? So instead of protecting the sheep, which he's supposed to do, he runs away because he wants to save his own life. Not so with the good shepherd. The good shepherd, who is Jesus, when the sheep is under attack, the good shepherd will do all he can to protect that sheep. You know, in many illustrations, in many images, we find an image of a shepherd with a staff, with a rod in hand. And that rod has multiple purposes. One, it is to try to pull back. Sometimes, you know, the sheep, they begin to walk away, to stray away. And there's a little hook at the back of that stick. And if it's a lamb, it's a baby sheep, it doesn't know the voice yet, he'll try to hook it back in the herd. So it'll get familiar with his voice. It'll get familiar with his voice. At the same time, that staff, that rod, is also used to war off, to fight off wolves and other threats towards the sheep. And Jesus said, as a good shepherd, that's what I do. And in fact, that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus made all things possible so that we would be saved from eternal separation from our Heavenly Father. And he continues right now. After Jesus lived a perfect sinless life, he died on the cross. He resurrected on the third day. And after his resurrection, anybody who puts their faith and trust in Christ can experience that same gift. That's the good news. Jesus became victorious over the curse of sin, over the curse of death, resurrecting, never to die evermore. And those who put their faith and trust in him can experience that same life that he lived. The beauty about this is we could celebrate right now and say, yes, thank God for salvation. That is here, that is now. You know, I'm going to heaven because I believe in Jesus. He's with me. You know, the beauty about these things is that Jesus didn't end with his responsibility there. After he ascended up into heaven, the scripture tells us that Jesus right now continues his ministry over us. He sits on the right-hand throne of God, interceding, praying, like lifting up our needs to the Father. Why? Because that is what a good shepherd does. You know, sometimes we think, well, Jesus isn't physically present here anymore. How can I experience his guidance? How can I experience his protection? You can experience it because he sent his Spirit. Now, when he left, he said, you know, don't leave the city of Jerusalem. He was talking to his disciples. But wait for the promise the Father has for us. I'm going to send the Spirit. And the Spirit will come to counsel us, to guide us in all truth. And Jesus, as he goes up into heaven, he says, I'm going to continue my ministry right here to pray and intercede for you. This is the love of Jesus Christ expressed to us. He is self-sacrificing. This is who he is. And so because of what he has done, because of the sacrifice that he has made for us, he is somebody that we can trust. We can trust Jesus, the good shepherd, because he passionately loves us. He passionately loves us. He passionately loved us when he chose to become like one of us. He didn't have to, but he said he became like the least of us, so that he could take upon himself the consequences of our sin, our suffering, our eternal separation. And he was willing to live a life just like that, which he created, and go all the way to the cross. It should have been us on the cross, paying, suffering for our sin. But Jesus said, you know what? What you do will never be enough. Our good works, right, will never be enough to cover the sin that we have committed. All have sinned and fallen short of God's expectation, God's glory, God's mark. And he said there's only one acceptable payment. And the only one that can do that is Jesus, because he alone is both fully God and fully man. And so when he willingly went to the cross as the good shepherd, he was laying his life for his sheep. He was saying, hey, better me. Let me be the sacrifice so that you don't have to. And by doing this, he made a way for us to be reunited with our loving Heavenly Father. This is how we know that we can trust Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Why? Because he did what he said he was going to do. He's not somebody who ran away when the difficulties came. No, he faced it. In fact, in a few weeks, that is what Christians around the world are going to remember. Easter, the resurrection, that whole week, what all of that means to us. Because without that happening, we would not be experiencing the life and the provision of the Good Shepherd. You know, the beauty about this is he says here that he leads us to good pastures. This is what a good shepherd does. That in this season of the life that we are living in, as we learn to listen to his voice, as we learn to yield our priorities, what is most important, our values, to the good shepherd, as we learn to trust him in every decision that we make, we can expect that he would always take care of us, because that is what a good shepherd does. That's what he explained in this illustration, and that is what he continues to do today. Why? Because the voice you listen to and obey determines the direction and quality of your life. For the sheep, as long as they listen to the voice of the shepherd, they could expect to be led to green pastures. They could expect to be led to a place where they could be fed properly, where they could be safe from harm. And that is the same thing that we should expect when we choose to listen to the voice of Jesus through his Holy Spirit, through his word in the scriptures spoken over us. His desire is only to lead us to abundance, to lead us to a good place, and to protect us from any and all harm. We can depend on him. Why? Because he did what he said he was going to do. He is the good shepherd. You know, hundreds of years before Jesus ever preached this sermon, there was another guy. He was a king over Israel who was a songwriter, a lyricist, an instrumentalist, but he was also a shepherd. Before he was a king, he was a shepherd, and his name was David. And in one of the songs that he wrote, it's found in the Psalms, he reflects on what a good shepherd is. Even though Jesus had not yet come on earth, David, as a shepherd himself, was able to see and get an insight of what God as a shepherd would look like. And he ended up writing a psalm. It's found in Psalms 23. And today, as we end, I'd like for us to read this. Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." What a beautiful picture. "Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." David paints a beautiful image of what a good shepherd is. And this is the exact image that Jesus is to us. You know, the beauty about this is Jesus desires to be a good shepherd, not just to those who already know him In fact, he states it here. He says, there are many others that are scattered, and my desire is to reach them so that all the sheep would be together. You know, you may be one of those who have strayed or who have not even listened to the voice of Jesus. Maybe you don't even know Jesus, and so his voice is not even familiar to you. But you know, as a good shepherd, Jesus desires only for you to experience abundance, salvation, safety, and comfort in his presence. And it can begin. All you need to do right now is just talk to him and invite him to come and be your Savior, to come and be your Lord, be the one that you would live for beginning today. And so I want to encourage you, wherever you are right now, if that is your desire, would you pray with me? And make this prayer as if it's your own prayer, talking to the Good Shepherd. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love for me. I thank you that as a Good Shepherd, you chose to seek me out. You chose to go after me. And that as a Good Shepherd, your desire is to lead me to a place of comfort, of abundance, of blessing, so that I could experience security and rest. Lord, I recognize that I have lived a life away from you. What the Bible calls sin, disobedience from your purposes, Lord God, forgive me for living a life in that direction. Beginning today, I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to lead my life so that I could experience you being my Good Shepherd. Come into my life today. I pray this in your name. Amen. You know, the promise of the Lord is, if you believe in him, you are now a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. I want to encourage you just to plug in. Maybe send a message to us. Or talk to a Christian that you know and find out, hey, how do I actually grow as I follow Jesus? Our desire is to see you learn to continue to walk in the path that Jesus has for you. As the Good Shepherd, he only desires the best for your life. So please get in touch with us. We also want to pray just for the circumstances surrounding everything that's happening right now in the city, in the nation, and around the world. So in this few moments again, would you just join me as we lift up the situations around us to the Lord? Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you, Lord God, and we continue, Lord God, to lift up to you the situation that is plaguing in this city, in our nation, and around the world. Lord God, we pray that this virus will cease on its tracks and it will not infect or affect any more lives. Lord, we know that you can do this. That is why we are calling out to your name, Jesus. You are sovereign above all things. You are in control of all situations. And we pray right now, Lord God, that you would continue to manifest your presence in lives and circumstances that are in need. Father, right now, there are people who are in the hospital who are sick. You said that you are our great healer. So, Father, we ask for your healing power just to flow through their lives right now. Restore their health. Whatever sickness, whatever disease that is present in their bodies, Lord God, you can overcome this because your name is greater. We also ask, Lord God, for peace that passes all understanding to continue to fill the hearts and the minds of each one that is crippled with anxiety, that is paralyzed by fear. Let your Holy Spirit's presence just come and fill every part. Remove, Lord Jesus, what is causing us to be anxious, to be fearful in this time and in this season. And help us, Lord, to rise up in faith in trusting you. Lord, we're grateful that regardless of the circumstances that we face, you remain faithful. You continue to love us. You continue to intercede for us. And we know wherever we are, we will find your presence there. And so, Jesus, come and lead us and let your name be honored through our life. That's our prayer through Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And our prayer is, our hope is that you would continue to find hope and encouragement in the presence of Christ wherever you are. Be reminded that His Spirit is with you. Feel free to get in touch with us if you have any prayer needs or prayer requests. We will do our best to help where we can. And again, for those of you who are part of our church and our small groups, get in touch with your circle leaders. We hope that you'd be encouraged throughout this week. Know that we are praying for you and that we are continuing to trust God to get us through this season. Have a blessed week. Know that God is good always. God bless you.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.